people around the world are asking, does this stuff actually happen in America?
Okay.
So they see things on movies and TV shows. They go, that really can't happen in America.
Like what?
Like, we're gonna let them know if this happens or not. Do Americans actually call their friends' parents Mr. and Mrs. Blank?
I think a certain generation does. Like, an older generation still does, but the rest of us call our friends' parents by their first names.
So you would call your mom's friend Jackie instead of Miss Wilson?
My best friend's mother is named Georgia. I would never call her Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, I never really did that either. I'd say, like, John's mom. Hey, John's mom.
Right, well, there you go. Hey, John's mom.
John's mom's friend. Hey. So, and you know me, I can't remember names anyway. So if I got to remember Mrs. and a last name, that ain't going to happen.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that's an older generation thing. I don't know anybody in our generation or younger that calls anybody's parents Mr. or Mrs. or Doctor.
Wait, do Americans actually get fed lunches in schools? I thought it was just the movie thing.
Wow. So people around the world don't realize that we have terrible food at the cafeteria and lunch ladies and all that. They think that stuff is just in the movies?
Yeah. I mean, school lunches are horrible. And yes,
they're awful.
And yes, they do feed us. And some schools have like three different cafeterias. So if you don't.
They do?
Yeah, mine did. Mine had like the hamburger cafeteria and pizza. The other one and the other cafeteria had like salads. And then the other one was like coffee and stuff.
Wow. We had a small school. So we had one cafeteria, but we had all that stuff. And this one school I went to, they would give you for the month what the menu was. So if there's something you didn't want to have or allergic to, you were allowed to bring your own lunch. So if you were like, oh, well, it's going to be, they're having Salisbury steak today, I was allowed to bring my own Fluffernutter sandwich.
Yeah, so your mom would take it and put it on the fridge. So you would know
that's right.
Before you
yep.
go to school that day, oh, shit, it's taco day. I better bring food.
Right.
Because I hate taco day, so that's not going to happen. Do Americans really have the last four digits of their social memorized, or is it just one of those TV things?
No, of course we do, because we have to use it for everything. We have to identify ourselves everywhere we go by those numbers.
Yeah, so everybody knows the last four, and I think we'll tell anybody. So I don't think it's too hard.
Right.
It's not too hard to figure out the other numbers. If we tell you the four, we're giving you a head start.
Yeah, we know the last four, and it's really no secret.
And yes, I'm going to say yes before I read this. Do Americans really care about Halloween, or is it just a TV show thing?
That's so funny. No, I gotta tell you, it doesn't matter how old you are. Like, when you're older, people love Halloween parties. Like, adults love to go to Halloween parties. And like, it's so weird. Like, we had this thing. So I went to a friend's house and she had a dinner party and we all just like were there for dinner. And then like a week later, it was Halloween. So she had a Halloween party. It was the same group of people, but we were all just dressed up, which sounds so stupid. Like, it felt so dumb. It was like we were just here a week ago, sitting in the same seats, eating the same food, except, you know, now I'm dressed like the Grinch.
So people in India don't celebrate Halloween like we do?
I don't think it's that kind of holiday. I think Halloween is a very Americanized holiday.
Oh, well, then that's it. I can't move anywhere.
Oh, you were moving to India, were you?
I don't know. I'm just asking. If other countries don't do it, I can't move. Do Americans actually heat up water in the microwave, or is that just in TV shows?
You know, my mother does that. It drives me crazy. I have a kettle. So I heat up my water in a regular kettle that I got. The first one I had, I got when I was in the UK, and now they have them here in America. So I heat my water like that. My mother still, if she makes tea, she puts the hot water in a microwave and then puts the tea bag
in. Yeah, I do too.
Most people do.
Yeah, it's just easier that way. Why do Americans chew pills like they're sweets in films?
That's weird. I don't know anybody that does that. That's weird. No, I've seen people take a pill without water. That's impressive. But, I don't know.
I chew my Ambien.
You do?
Yeah, it goes in quicker.
I mean, I have a chewable vitamin C. That's about it.
No, and I remember we had a girl on the air one time who said she got in trouble by chewing her medicine because it actually made her sicker.
Oh, right. Yeah, because it activates it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I do because it just works quicker, I think.
Well, not, you're not supposed to do that.
Do Americans really not say goodbye when hanging up a phone call?
You don't.
I don't. I just hang up.
You don't even say hello. You just start talking, and then the second you realize the conversation's over, you're gone. That's it. You're just suddenly gone.
Yeah, I did that today for a new customer called me, and I saw his name pop up on my thing, and I just picked up the phone and said, you're avoiding my calls.
And then when you got done, you just...
Probably just hung up.
You were in the middle of a sentence. You said, okay, well, I'll send that sheet over to you.
Click.
Gone. Gone.
Yeah, I got things to do. Do Americans really not take off their shoes when they enter a house?
Again, that also depends. I've got a lot of friends. When you go to their house, don't worry about wearing nice shoes and impressing them with your new Manolo Blahniks or whatever it is you're wearing. They don't care. They want you to take off your shoes mm-hmm. as soon as you walk in the house. Not here. Trudge around in your boots. I could care less.
In my house, you have to take off shoes.
Do you have slippers or socks for guests
no.
to walk around in? Oh.
No, walk around in your socks.
Okay.
Just take your shoes off. Do Americans really eat as much meatloaf as TV makes it seem? They must be like 60% loaf by now.
When I was a kid, I remember going to people's houses. There was always meatloaf. I feel like that doesn't exist anymore. I don't know anybody that eats meatloaf anymore.
I love meatloaf. I ate meatloaf last week.
Okay, good for you.
Do Americans really say, get some rest to each other? Or is that something that's just in films? You know what?
That's just in films.
Just get some rest. You'll be fine. Cooper, go rest.
Yeah, I've never said that to another human being in my entire life.
Why do Americans in films just down whiskey? Just
well, that's, are you kidding? Because we're living in America. have you seen us?
You would too.
Have you seen what's going on here? How else are we supposed to drink whiskey? Is there another way to drink whiskey? If there is, please tell me.
Do Americans actually say words like jerk and douche as they do in films?
Yeah, we call people a douche all the time, except jerk. It's like, if someone says jerk, that means that they're either really religious or really nice. Like, if somebody calls you a jerk, then you're really nice. You know, you and I are like, we definitely say douchebag, asshole.
I call people a
douche. Yeah, we say douche a lot. Yeah. Yeah, that's, you love that word.
Yeah, when I'm driving, everybody's a douche.
Yeah.
Why do Americans in films always seem to put plates with food in the sink?
Oh, yeah, that's the worst. I don't know who does that.
I do.
Why?
I have a garbage disposal.
Oh, well, that's why. I don't know if garbage disposal is a universal thing. First of all, they're illegal in New York City. Yes, there are some apartments and apartment buildings where they do have them. They're not supposed to have them, but they do. Yeah, they're illegal in New York City, so nobody has a garbage disposal. And if they do, don't tell anybody. So it's not a thing in New York City, but I know that as soon as you leave New York City, a lot of places have garbage disposal. So that's why we put plates with food in it, because we're just going to dump the food down the garbage disposal. But we don't do that here.
Wow, didn't know that. Do Americans really eat ice cream out of the tub when they're sad? Or is that just movies?
No, it's just Wednesday. I don't have to be sad. No, where are you supposed to put it? Like in a dish? I'm going to dirty a dish? I'm going to finish the whole thing.
So Cooper, by the way, eats ice cream out of the tub.
Out of the tub. Just in case you're not wondering. I'm always depressed, though, so.
But most of the time, she's depressed and she's eating ice cream out of the tub.
Yeah, don't go by me. And what I do is I have chocolate syrup. I pour the chocolate syrup right into the tub. So I eat them together.
Do Americans actually walk out with a box when they get fired? Or is that a movie thing?
You know, you would think it was a movie thing until Anthony and I got fired and they showed up with boxes and they're like, put your stuff in
here.
They bring like,
us
wow,
boxes.
Like, yeah, we don't supply our own boxes. The company has those ready for you.
Why do Americans in films always go out for dessert when they're leaving a restaurant? Yeah, now let's go out for somewhere for dessert. Why didn't you just eat the dessert at the restaurant you were at?
No, I'll tell you exactly why. So a lot of restaurants, the dessert is an afterthought. They don't always have like a special patisserie French baker. They just like they buy a cake at the local supermarket and that's the cake they serve you. In New York City, at least, and actually a lot of places around the country, they have dessert places where they make special like French pastry and cake and pies, and it's dessert places. So we leave a restaurant because we don't want your shitty dessert that, you know, your dishwasher made as an afterthought. We want to go somewhere where there's good coffee and good dessert. That's why.
Why do Americans in TV shows insist on owning guns when they can't aim?
Yeah, that's a real problem. That's the question I want to know. Whoever asked that question, a ditto.
Yeah, we understand. According to movies, all Americans have a bag of frozen peas in their fridge, but they never seem to cook it.
No, it's not for cooking. It's for in case somebody gets a black eye, you put it on their face. Or if you have dental surgery, that's what it's for.
Do Americans really call their sons son? Or is that just in TV shows? It seems weird to me.
I called my dog son.
Yeah, that's kind of...
I'd be like, son, we got to talk.
Do Americans really pledge allegiance every day to a flag? Yes, they do.
Not at my school, we didn't.
Not really?
Yeah. In my elementary school, we did, but by high school, gave up that shit.
Why do Americans use plastic water bottles so much? Yeah, we do. We just do. I mean, sorry.
Well, no, we use recyclable ones. They mean like the ones that you buy and you throw away?
Yeah, we do. We go through like 40 bottles a week.
Well, you're an asshole who doesn't care about the planet. Yeah, I have my... what is that called? The
recyclable bottle.
Yeah, the good recyclable, the good bottle, the metal one that you keep refilling.
Good for you. Do Americans have bread rolls with every meal? I've been noticing that on TV. Are they called dinner rolls? Yes.
No, we don't. We don't. That we definitely, only Thanksgiving.
And I'm going to say no to this because I don't believe this is true. Do Americans actually eat Pop-Tarts for breakfast or is it just on TV?
Of course we do. What else are they for? Oh, because you eat them for snack. For you, they're breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
No, that's what I had for breakfast this morning.
So. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Okay.
I don't even warm them up. I just to let you know, in America, yes, I take them out of the package and I just go out the door. And I grab a Coke and Pop-Tarts. That's my breakfast.
It's very healthy. Is that really what you have for breakfast every morning?
Not every morning, but that's what I had for breakfast this morning, because I just...
What do you mostly have for breakfast?
I have these little... I don't even know what the hell they're called, but they're like 40-calorie little bread things.
Okay.
That have, like, fruit and stuff in them. That's what I get.
It's bread with fruit inside of
it?
I eat three things for breakfast. I either have oatmeal in the morning, because that's how they have oatmeal and coffee, or I have yogurt and berries... or I have rice cakes with something on. I always put something different on it every time, but rice cakes with cheese, rice cakes with almond butter. I like to start my day healthy. I'm not like you where it's like, let me start my day with as much high fructose corn syrup as I possibly can.
I have no time. No time. I have like 3 seconds to make something to eat. So I just grab. If there's a banana, I'm grabbing the banana. Whatever.
Well, that's good. That's healthy.
Whatever I can grab with a Coke, that's what I have.
Right. Okay.
Do Americans really make volcanoes in science class or is that a TV thing? Yes.
We totally make them. Yeah, there's a science class where you have to make them.
Do Americans actually do high school reunions?
I didn't get invited to mine, but yes, there are high school reunions. Not everybody gets invited.
Apparently. Yeah, I went to one of mine and that was it because I called my friends and they said they're not going. So I'm like, why I want to go and I can just hang out with you at a bar. So, and I don't have to pay.
But it's not all altruistic. Remember, the reason why they do it is because it's a way for the school to make money. Because you have to pay. You don't get to go for free to a high school reunion.
It's like $200 it's like, a person.
Exactly. So it's a way that the school makes money. So it's not that they're doing reunions because anyone really gives a shit about what, you know, the kid that sat behind them in earth science is doing 10 years later. Mm. They do it solely to make money.
Do Americans really watch golf on TV? Yes.
Ugh, yes, unfortunately.
You answered this one. I'm not going to answer that. Why do Americans on TV always use so many paper plates?
I don't. You do. So you should answer this because you are the paper plate guy. I have never used a paper plate in my life. In fact, if I go to a picnic and they have them, I eat whatever the finger food is I can get.
Yeah, I've actually yelled at my kids for not using a paper plate. Why would you use a plate and dirty up a plate? Now I got to wash the plate and put it in the dishwasher. You could have just used a paper plate.
Between that and bottles, do you really hate this planet so much that you're trying to pollute it in with every step you take?
Yeah, that's I'm the guy that's going to destroy the world.